You all.
All right, we will continue on. We'll bring David Parker up to give us an aquatic invasive species presentation.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I'm Allison Coulter. I'm faculty in the Department of Natural Resource Management at South Dakota State University.
And I'm David Parker, Director of the Outdoor Campus in Sioux Falls.
And we're here to give you an update on a project that's been going on for over a year that's a collaboration between Game, Fish, and Parks, my home department, SDSU Extension, and 4-H. So the latest estimates on the amount of ecological and economic harm that aquatic invasive species pose in the U.S. are $9 billion annually. And one of the best ways to try to reduce those costs for the future is with AIS education. But a lot of the programs that you see out in the world today are targeting adults, people that own or operate boats and are using watercraft like Clean, Drain, Dry, and Stop Aquatic Hitchhikers. So our goal was to develop educational materials about AIS, or aquatic invasive species, that focused on the younger generation so that they had that knowledge then for the future, and they're also taking it home to the rest of the family. So to reach this goal, we had kind of three separate things that you'll hear about today. And the first was some lesson plan and curriculum development, which was just handed out to you, as well as some other videos and some teacher trainings to get this curriculum out there.
All right. So, again, as Allison just mentioned, with that, what's in front of you is a comprehensive curriculum that we worked to put together as a group. So we met a variety of different times throughout the year, majoritively via Zoom, to work and collaborate. We went back, created lessons, and in front of you is that five-lesson compilation. These five lessons, we worked hard to make it where they could stand alone as a single lesson each, or could be used as a comprehensive five-day training that teachers would be able to give to their students, which with each one building on each other. So within it, if you look, for example, at page, three, you'll see the example of lesson one, which is what you also see on the screen. With it, our goal was to make it where it was easy for a teacher to take it and just go straight into their classroom. It's got everything they need in it and explains to them as well what they would need to purchase to be able to use this for their class. So you'll see at the top it's got skill level. We tried to focus this specifically to middle school teachers, so that's why we've got in there 6th to 8th. We also worked to include key terms that those teachers might want to highlight to their students, and a lot of those key terms you'll also find highlighted in the background. So teachers wouldn't necessarily have to go out and do a lot of digging to be able to understand the background topics. They could simply read over the background, and it would give them what they need to be able to present to their students. Each lesson as well has in it the time needed for those students, and you'll notice the time varies because we do give some alternative opportunities within there where they can go deeper with the students, or they can go a little bit shallower if that's kind of the need for their classroom. I'll point out as well, our goal was to have education standards. As you know, education standards change throughout the year, so we do have a plan to update this every 5 years to make sure it stays relevant to those changing standards. But you'll also notice that it's not just science standards that we're hitting. As you look throughout the lesson plan, you'll notice that we're trying to hit math standards and technology standards and art standards. So the goal of it is to be a cross-curricular program where you can blend different lessons and different opportunities for your students to where they're not just focusing on science, because we know that life isn't just science, it's all topics. And so that was our hope and focus with this, was to blend it across the learning. Next slide. So quickly to go through the lessons, lesson plan one is a very generic, what is an ecosystem, to help those students kind of dig into what an aquatic ecosystem is, to learn kind of the ins and outs of what makes an ecosystem. And so with that, we've got a stream ecology activity built into it. As we are all aware, not every school is located by a body of water, so we do have built into there a alternative lesson that they can do that's not in a body of water but can be done from their classroom, and it still gives that concept of doing a biotic index and sampling just from your classroom using buckets and beads to act as benthic macroinvertebrates. As you dig through the lesson plans as well, so lesson plan one's an example, we do have pages that have printables, so we realize that teachers may want to print off the activities as well. So we've got the field study documents for them to be able to print out, the back macroinvertebrate identification keys, as well as some other opportunities throughout it. So they, again, have everything in front of them so they don't have to go digging for those resources. Next slide. Lesson two digs deeper into them teaching students what an aquatic invasive species is, and it gives them lists of what aquatic invasive species they can find, as well as points them to our SD Least Wanted website so they can better understand what those are in the state. Lesson three was how aquatic invasive species moves. We wanted them to better understand what effect they can have as the students to help preventing the flow of aquatic invasive species. And so on the screen, you'll see an example. The main activity for this lesson we called Confuddling Conundrums, and it just gives different examples of you're out in the field and you've got extra bait. What do? Your friend does this. And so it just kind of gives those pointed questions so they can think through it critically and have good conversations within their classroom. As we know, we know that education is not teacher-focused, it's student-focused. So lesson number four is we called Most Wanted. And you'll find in your document there's a sheet they can print off that's called Wanted Aquatic Invasive Species. So we have students, they're assigned either in groups or individually an aquatic invasive species that they are to go and do research on their own, and then they create this very short poster to be able to present to their class about an aquatic invasive species that they've learned about, and it gives an opportunity for them to either print off a picture or they can, again, bringing in those art standards, they can use their art skills to draw out that aquatic invasive species. The last one, we wanted to bring in a little bit of technology into the lesson plan. So this one is actually having the students better understand what aquatic managers do as their daily duties, and as well have them work through either PowerPoint or some other technological device to create a PSA that they could present and better understand what the department does, for example, not just with our aquatic invasive species, but also with our marketing team, how they work to also spread the word about aquatic invasive species and what the public can do. So giving them a little bit of a citizen science aspect as well to it. With this, Allison will talk about it later, but we did have funding with this program to also create kits. So we know that not every teacher would have everything they would need to be able to do, for example, the stream ecology lesson. So we did put together some loaner kits that'll be dispersed throughout the state. So there's already two in the Sioux Falls area. There'll be two in the Rapid City area, both outdoor campuses that'll be able to be checked out, but also at various other locations within the state. So they're easy for teachers across the state to get to.
We were also able to produce some informational videos to both kind of set the stage for the lesson plan, demonstrate how to do some of the activities in the lesson plan, as well as provide additional background on AIS in general, and those videos are independent of the curriculum. So we did have kind of an overall introduction to the lesson plan and activity demonstration. Then we worked with Tanner Davis to create videos about AIS in South Dakota in general, and then we also had an interview with Tanner as the state AIS coordinator. We also had a video about the boat inspection stations or the watercraft inspection stations in South Dakota, explaining their purpose and goals and how to, as a member of the public, what you should do when you see a watercraft inspection station. And then we also had a video about actions people could take to additionally slow the spread of aquatic invasive species. We did also start in May having a teacher training, and we received a grant to cover the costs of funding these teachers to come to the outdoor campus in Sioux Falls, where they had presentations about aquatic invasive species. We went through the lesson plan with them. They got to interact with the state AIS coordinator and COs and biologists. So then they also got to complete some of the activities. So some of the images you saw earlier of the wanted posters or the PSA were things that the teachers made at this teacher training. And they really loved it. We had a survey that they took at the end, and they thought it was a great amount of information about AIS, and they felt that these lesson plans were good and easy to use, and they could implement them in their classroom.
So since that initial pilot program, we have offered a variety of other opportunities. So as you can see on the screen, August 1st, we offered this same training on a much smaller scale in Mission, South Dakota, and we had 78 teachers come to a 1.5. Again, that was more of a sampler of that. Again, we also did another one on September 11th in Rapid City for 13 community foresters. We do have another couple trainings. The one I've got on there is a for sure. We're going to do 10 different schools, and this will be incorporated into their Envirothon training. So it is getting some traction. It is out on our website, free to download, as well as those videos are also out on the website, easily to find, and they can just simply use in their classroom.
Before we took your questions, we did want to acknowledge a lot of the funding for this project, for the teacher trainings, the videos, and some of the kits, activity kits, came through a grant through SDSU Extension. And then David and GFP funded that initial creation of the curriculum that you see before you and the initial round of printing there. Yeah. Thank you.
Questions for Allison or David? Comments? I just have one. You talked about kind of the outreach, but I'm just curious, how did that begin? Do you go through the Department of Education? Do you use our team? How do the schools and the communities know that this is available?
Through the chair. So initially, the pilot, we had, I think, enough funds for 8 to 10 teachers. So that's why you saw in there the 8 to 10. And so that one was just simply, we worked with the GFP marketing team to create flyers to put out there. We worked with SDSU to put flyers and get about there. So that was the initial. And then currently, a lot of it's just been word of mouth, though we do plan to start publicizing it a bit more heavily now that it's out on the website.
Very good. And then I did see the QR code. Everything is also online. So if they don't have the hard copy, they can use the version online as well.
Correct. Yes, everything is able to be downloaded straight from the website.
Perfect. Very good. Yes, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you. It's Commissioner Bartling. Through the 4-H program, are you looking to, how do you plan that to be implemented in, I guess, in a county extension office through a 4-H program? Summertime volunteers, how do you see that proceeding?
Yes. Our 4-H member is not here today, but she is in charge of something called Outdoor Owls, which is a youth outreach program that is designed to take some of those 4-H students and get them out into the outdoors. And so she is working through the network she already has for that to let people know about these kits and let teachers know about it.
Very good. Additional questions or comments? Seeing none, sounds like a very good program. Thank you both.
Thank you.